This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Monday, the 10th of February. This is Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Arvind Yuvaraj. I'm joined in the studio by
Frida Liu.
And our producer, as always, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
And we are talking about contests on today's show, like contests and giveaways. We're actually asking you, do you enter contests or giveaways? If you do, why? Or if you don't, why not? You can get in touch with us. And then we're also talking about building your brand with contests and giveaways. And then we're finishing with a story about how Facebook's Twitter and Instagram were hacked over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram on BFM Radio. While we wait for your feedback to trickle in, Frida, what is this about Toyotas and Toyotas?
Okay, so this is a story that I sent to you on Saturday. And I have to read the story in totality because I think it's worth every word, okay? Came out Mashable, and so it starts off with, the force is not that strong with this one. This is 26-year-old Jodie Berry. She worked at in Hooters in the US. So in order to drama song competition between the staff, managers decided to start a competition to see who could sell the most beer in a month. The winner to receive a new Toyota. So Jodie won the competition, outselling her co-workers. To claim her prize, Jodie was... I don't know if I can do this.
Yep. She was blindfolded. Then she was led out of the restaurant's parking lot. But then when the blindfold was removed, Jodie was devastated to find that the prize was, in fact, it says, not a Toyota, not an actual car, but a Toyota.
I'm so sorry.
Which is, if you know, I don't think anyone does know who what a Yoda is. It's so, you know, the Star Wars character,
yes.
Yoda.
Yeah. So she got a Toyota instead of a Toyota. So she quit a job and decided to sue...
take the employees to court. So this was a contest that was like sort of like designed by her employees, and they wanted to do like an internal meeting thing, I think. And now she's suing them for like fraudulent misinterpretation. She won the lawsuit, actually, that was settled for an undisclosed amount. So they haven't said how much they paid her, but I don't think they paid her as much as Toyota.
Yeah. So one of the lawyers in the case said the amount could easily have her hit to the car dealership to pick up whatever type of Toyota she wants. So obviously, it's enough for her to actually buy a Toyota when she wins the court case, not a Toyota.
So she actually sued her former employees at this point.
Right.
And then they had to pay her enough to go out and get an actual car.
Yes, a real Toyota.
That they promised her in the first place.
Because when I was reading the story, I was thinking, you know, you would have felt cheated had you gotten a Toyota. Because you would have wanted the Toyota.
Yeah, because when I was reading this, I the first thing I thought
what's
was...
What's the problem?
Yeah, like one woman's trash is another guy's treasure. And if they give me like the Toyota, I've been like, sweet. You give me the Toyota, I've been like, sweet. You know, whatever goes kind of thing.
So anyway, so that's the story. And I think one of the things we're talking about, right? Do people enter contests and giveaways? Do they get anything out of it?
Yeah.
You know, and it links to another story later on. But, you know, do we do that? Do you take part in contests and giveaways?
No, I have before. But then I don't know why. Contests and giveaways is something that it's always like a matter of chance. And for some reason, I feel like... It's not going to land where I want it to land. I don't know if that's a pessimistic thing. I don't think so.
Okay. I know right now there are a lot of these little simple competitions online that you do. So I'm going to talk back once upon a time when I've taken part in competitions where you have to write in, physically write in, send it in the post. And then I've won a very nice watch before. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was years ago when you actually had to write in. But right now,
like a branded watch,
like a Raymond Wheel watch, which I don't know where it is now. Mm-hmm. But you know, so it was like a competition of that sort. So back in the day, right now we have a lot of giveaways and stuff like that. Mm. If it's easy, I'll just do it. But not. It doesn't really, you know, occupy top of mind kind of thing.
Yeah. Shazana actually spoke to the, I think the CEO, I can't remember, of Her World, talking about print media and magazines. They spoke about it on Pressing Matters this morning. And I was thinking about how magazines used to be the way in which I found like competitions. I used to subscribe to a bunch of magazines when I was a kid, or my dad subscribed for them for me. And there are a bunch of magazines where you could win like, you know, like prizes to do with like cartoons or movies. There was this Champs magazine, which was the Vitamin C.
Right.
And they had a lot of like contests where you could win a bunch of things like theme parks and tickets and stuff. And those used to be like one of the main platforms to get contests out to the public.
Now that you brought it up, I'm sure I've taken part in some competition from a female magazine. I remember years ago when my kid was still a baby, we did a mother-son competition and I won. But I didn't bother collecting the prize. It was just an acknowledgement that I won.
Me and
my son. So, but these are the things that was, I don't know, simpler then or I don't know. I've lost the interest to do these sort of things now.
Yeah. I know some people who will enter like any contest that they get their eyes on. Like they just look at some competition or contest or giveaway, sweepstakes. Any one of those words will attract them and they've entered. And I know people who win a lot of contests and competitions like in a row. They're like serial.
They make it. They've worked out a system to win these contests as well.
Yeah, even if it's like slogans or like right answers or any one of these things, they'll just enter and they keep winning sometimes month after month.
Our Sean Tanis, one of our news editors, he won a trip to Russia for the World Cup.
Yeah. That's right? One of it.
He did some photo and with sponsored by Coca-Cola, I believe. Mm-hmm. He won a trip to Russia.
Yeah, so those are like big prizes. I know some people even win like smaller prizes, hampers, giveaways, tickets. We do giveaways sometimes, and a lot of people win those ticket giveaways as well. But yeah, so it was like an interesting discussion of, you know, like do you look at contests as something that is worth entering? Do you think you will win? Do you think there are chances of you winning? Sometimes these contests are hosted by like big brands, like you mentioned, like winning a trip to like the FIFA World Cup is huge. Like I'm guessing thousands of people would have entered. And then you happen to know someone who is a friend who got that chance, who won. So, you know, it's you might think like a lot of people, you might not get the shot because it's like a one in a million thing. That's what they always say, it's a one in a million. But you never know. Sometimes, you know, it's all a matter of like numbers, chance, where the entry goes, if your slogans are good, those kinds of things, right? That's what we're asking you. We're asking you if you enter contests or giveaways. If you do, why? Or if you don't, why not? Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. We are also on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We will be back after this with music and a couple of messages. This is Lucius with Turn It Around. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Do you enter contests or giveaways is the question that we're asking you today on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Arvin and Frida. You know, if you do, why? And if you don't, why not? Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. I think we have a couple of WhatsApps.
Yep. And we have a poll running, right?
We have a poll on Instagram. Which is at 50-50. So it's smack in the middle, 50-50. We also have some messages on Instagram that I will get to after WhatsApp.
All right. So this is Sylvester. You say, I am a statistician. Entering a giveaway competition of that nature is to me... not worth my time. It's kind of like buying a jackpot. However, if it's as motivation to achieve something, in this case, an external reward, it's not a bad idea, especially for kiasu people like me, she said. But first, internal reward matters a lot more. That being said, I've called in and guessed correctly twice with 100% certainty of the answers to name that tune during the evening show.
Familiar.
But she said she hasn't collected her goodie bag yet.
Why?
The world famous bulging goodie bag, so she hasn't gone to collect that. Maggie Bessie has said, used to be involved with such promotions. And sad to say, one of my former employers was not too ethical. They kept the better gifts donated by sponsors for themselves. Okay. Personally, I prefer contests that challenge your skills and not just a lottery type. I think you're not allowed to do that.
Yep.
You've got to be some sort of skill involved. I do understand there's also a challenge to decide on the winners, but I do believe they have the judge's decision will be final clause to ease matters. Whenever I have the opportunity, I tell the salespeople to give us the target audience a direct discount because I think more people will be able to enjoy from a discount. Of course, the marketing person who came up with that great idea used to get marked increase in sales would definitely disagree with me. I guess if you have a company and you have competitions to get people participating, it sort of like gets people to do buy more things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the other side is just give everybody a discount so you get more sales. So
yeah,
it's a fine line as well.
Yeah. A lot of things that Maggie brought up about, you know, the ethics behind contests and competitions, how some of them were unethical and you know, giving like discounts and whether it's like a lottery sort of situation. We will get into a lot of that later on when we talk about how, you know, having these contests and competitions can sort of give you a brand boost or sort of raise awareness for your brand. So we'll get into that in a bit. We also have a couple of messages on Instagram. There's one from Nuts About Hazel that says, they're collecting my data. And again, they're collecting my data. And then the third time, they're collecting my data. So lots of concerns about data and privacy. The Investing Soul also says some are just scams, which is true. So you need to like sort of know which is an like a legit contest and which is not. If it sort of pops up in a pop-up window when you're surfing a completely different site, then chances are it's a scam. It might not be legit. Couple of tweets. We have one from Hannah TY75. She says, free giveaways usually need quite some bits of your personal particulars. So I think twice about sharing these to get that freebie. So again, you know, like what are companies doing with your data? And if they want you to put in like certain particulars, what are they doing with that later? Which again, we will get into in our second story later on after the break about, you know, how the data is used. And if you are a company doing these things, how you should use customer data. In the meantime, we got a couple of Vox Pops from people who, you know, sort of weighed in if or not they entered contests. We asked them, do you enter contests or giveaways? And if so, why or why not?
Yes, if the prize is attractive enough, then yeah, I would enter.
Yes, because it's something fun. You get something for free and at the same time you get to support the one that we're actually giving away.
I don't normally enter giveaways, to be honest with you, because I'm not much of a risk taker, but there have been a couple of times in my life where I have.
No, because I don't feel I have a chance of winning at all.
Then we also asked them, have you ever won something? If so, what was it?
Yes, I have. Mostly concert tickets. The biggest one, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran.
Yes, I did. And it is a custom-made surfboard.
Yeah, I won one thing once. And that was just for the TV show Glee. Someone was giving away some merchandise, so I ended up winning a little badge. And that was very cool.
Obviously, because I rarely or almost never enter them, I haven't won anything thus far.
The custom-made surfboard is the one I'm jealous about. It's a sweet prize.
What would entice me would be holidays. You know, like a free holiday somewhere, ticket for two. Who wouldn't want that, right? Well, it depends on where the destination is.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. If, you know, airlines come out with these kind of prizes. Concert tickets, not yet. But I did win a CD. And so when I say CD, this was many, many years ago. But things like that, like call the radio station.
Yeah,
I've done that before.
So I think one of the only things I've won was also a CD. Back when I used to watch Channel V, I think I was maybe like 14 or 15, I think, at the time. And then Channel V was having this contest or this giveaway for the soundtrack to The World Is Not Enough, the Pierce Brosnan James Bond film. So I entered it, and at that time, like, you know, like phones were becoming a thing, no WhatsApp and stuff, of course, SMS. And they said, like, if you want to win this, enter your details and SMS this number, $1, 50 cents per SMS and stuff. So I was like, oh, what is my budget? Let me do a $3, you know, let me like up the stakes a bit. So I sent in like two entries. It took them like 2.5 months to send me something in the mail, and then I got a package, opened it, and it was the soundtrack. And it was at the time, I think Garbage did the soundtrack. And I remember thinking, like, yeah, you know, like the one time I win something, it's garbage. So but yeah, that is something that I remember. It's one of the few times that I've entered something, and then I thought I didn't win, and you know, like a couple of months later, I just like checked the post box and stuff. It's a big package with my name. One of the few times anything came with my name at that time, because I was like, what, 13 or 14, and it happened to be something I won from Channel V. So it was quite nice.
And I think, like, because of online media and all that, all these freebies, we're quite jaded with it. And that surprise is really amazing, you know, like it's got to be like a trip for a Russia to, you know, a trip for two to Russia to watch the World Cup. It's got to be something so riveting for people to want to take part right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we get mail about, oh, there's this contest here, contest there, everything. Oh, you win this. I don't know. I think, like, if you're 14, mm-hmm. You'd be excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think, right? I played that CD like so many times. And I don't know where it is now, but I'm pretty sure it either got scratched or worn out or
mine
whatever.
Was Annie Lennox CD. Oh. When she first came out solo.
Where's the CD now?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are asking you if you've entered contests or giveaways or competitions. Why? If you don't, why not? Get in touch on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, or you can find us on WhatsApp, or, you know, send in your opinions on WhatsApp. 018-789-8899. We are going to take a break for some messages and also for In Excess with the Loved One on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.